And good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and welcoming you to the show this holiday season. And I am so happy to have as my guest today a return guest speaker, Miss Sheila Applegate. Sheila, how are you today, darling?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. So happy to be here.
Thank you for coming on board. And it's a lovely holiday season, and I'm so glad to be able to greet you. At any rate, how have you been? How's it been going lately?
Oh, wonderful. So many great things are happening. It feels like there's so much excitement in the air. The universe
wonderful.
Is responding with light.
Oh, wonderful. Well, tell us all about it. Let me talk about first a little bit about your background and your book so that we can move on to some of this new wonderful thing, the new wonderful things that are happening to you, my dear.
All right. Well, I am a spiritual seer and teacher and healer. And mm-hmm. I do both individual sessions and group sessions, and I also lead guided meditations because my passion is to help everybody communicate with their guides so that they don't have to turn to someone else. And, of course, we always like to go to each other to get support affirmation.
Yes.
But the guided meditation technique is actually the technique that I use to start communicating with my guides and other people's guides and the ascended masters. So that's one exciting bit that's happening for me right now. I just released a guided meditation CD called Enchanted Garden.
Okay.
And it is it helps people communicate with their spirit guides by leading them into their sacred garden.
Uh-huh.
And it's like listening to a story, you know, but then it's true. Spirit spirit speaks to you in there. And it has music by Joanne Shenandoah, who is a Grammy Award-winning Native American artist. So,
oh, how lovely. Oh, how wonderful.
I'm excited about that piece, yes.
Oh, I know. That's fantastic. This is new since last we spoke, yes?
Yes, yep. It was just released a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, how wonderful. So what else is new now in your lovely life?
Well, you mentioned the book. I have a book. It's at the editors right now, so that's going to be out within the year 2011. And that is a book about love, really, with channels from Magdalene and Isis and also my own life experience and understanding. And the focus is all about learning to love divinely, to love ourselves and to make God or Creator all that is a part of every relationship so that we can learn to open our hearts. And so that's exciting, too, with the messages from Magdalene and Isis, which
sounds fascinating.
I think the world is ready to hear.
Oh, wow. Well, it is all good news for you. I am so pleased to hear that. So you were going to talk about some of the new things that are going to happen this year. Remember, we were going to try and get some information for the new year that's coming up.
All right. That sounds
closer
wonderful.
To the new year would be a better thing to do, right?
You're right. Absolutely. So would you like me to go ahead and open up?
Sure. Go ahead. Open up.
Everybody's, I'm pretty sure most of your listeners understand that process, I'm sure, right? So I'm just going to say an opening prayer, and I will expand myself to bring in the consciousness of the beings of light that we wish to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, in the way that I work, there's different levels with which I expand to. So one, you'll hear me just speaking in my own voice and offering what I see and hear, and I'll describe that. And then if I'm asked to go deeper, I will completely surrender over to the being, and I will identify who that is. It tends to be Magdalene or Isis, but there's a few others that use me in that way. And if that's the case, you'll hear a slight, your audience will hear a slight variation in my voice. And that's really, it's not that that's how they sound. If people have heard them channeled by other people, it's not necessarily their voice. What it is the, the difference of their vibration within my voice box.
Exactly.
So people understand that process. So let me say the opening prayer. And I'm completely comfortable with you, Phyllis, asking questions as I open to the process as well, if you feel like things come up that you feel like the audience would like to hear about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, basically, what we're going to do is have people call in who wish to call in. If not, then I'll simply ask questions on my own and see if there is, if the powers that be want to give me any information that's coming in for the new year.
All right. That sounds great. Well, why don't I start by opening to a sort of universal channel for everyone, and then we'll open it up to the individual questions.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I'll start with the opening prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, Goddess, Creator of all that is, Alpha, Omega, Isis and Ra, Magdalene and Yezu, all of the ascended masters and angelic hosts, we give thanks for your presence. I ask that you make me a pure and open vessel of your divine love and light, that your healing vibration, vision, and words flow through me in the highest form and for the highest good of all concerned. I surrender myself completely now that we may receive information of the beautiful energies and insights that are to come in this new year. And I give thanks for the gifts that pass through me. Amen.
Amen.
As I open up to spirit today, there's just thousands and thousands of beings of light that are just flooding here with excitement and joy. And it looks almost like a New Year's celebration a little bit early. And there's just this vibration from the ascended master beings of flooding in their energy, but also of like they're coming through, they're coming down into the earth rather than us moving up to see them. And so the vibration of this coming year as they speak this to us and they witness it, on their side, they're very excited as well. People have talked about 2012 being a year in which the Stargate opens and we are able to communicate even more deeply with the spirit world. But we know that this has already occurred and that 2012 is simply when the tipping point is, when the majority of the world will be seeing it from that view. But all of us here listening today, they say, are ready now in 2010, and the work has been done, and so the gates are open, the floodgates are open, and the beings of light that are here to work with us, and many of them are bringing gifts. I see many, many gifts coming with them, and abilities to open doors and to really transform the energies that are present for us to manifest much more rapidly in order to get the work done, in order to have that that tipping point occur where the majority, the masses, are living in this vibration within a couple years. So there's a tremendous amount of excitement as we enter the new year, and they are indicating that as a result of that, many people, as we move towards this new year and are moving into the Christmas season or the solstice or the holiday, the Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that is being celebrated, midwinter ceremonies, everyone has an acknowledgement of this time of year as being very sacred. And it's sacred, they're saying, this year especially, the emotions that are moving through people this year, much years, just by the media of this season. But this year in particular, they want to acknowledge to people that there is a universal energy that is moving through like waves of energy that are cleansing people even more deeply than they ever have been of old patterns in order to prepare the light workers. And they say that, they put quotes around that when I see that. And the reason they put quotes around that is, of course, we are all light workers in our own mindset. What they mean by that is the conscious, the awakened ones, the ones that are ready to bring this into their life this year, are more sensitive to the energies and then being more and more prepared so that what is occurring is there is a purging or a cleansing of old energies. And so we have even more than the traditional depression around Christmas time and the joys and the mixes of emotion. They're saying there's even more waves. And for some of the people who are awakened and who have done a lot of their work, there really isn't even anything to attach it to, simply just one moment of crying, one moment of anxiety, one moment of joy. And they're saying to just allow that to move through you and know that it's the final clearing passage in order for the vibrations to be ready at the new year. And what your intentions are at New Year's of this year, and of course we believe in this in any year, but they're saying, especially as we move into this year, make your intentions of the new year to be placed where you want to manifest for the year to come. So putting your focus not on what you want to give up, what you want to let go of, but what you want to join with and to bring forth into your life in the new year. They are asking me to stop, Phyllis. They said that they're feeling like you have a question before I move on, or an expansion or a statement.
Isn't it unnerving to have your mind read? Now I know what
sorry.
It's like. now I know what it's like when people have a conversation with me, because I sit there and start reading their minds, and I do feel, now I need to apologize to people because I know what it's like. Well, I have to agree totally, because what has come to me as a knowing is that this decade is ending very strongly. And I myself have been going through some really emotionally charged times, weeping, which is not normally what I do, saying goodbye to things and people that I had hoped I wouldn't have to, but there it is. And I'm almost weepy now because of the emotional angst I'm feeling right now. And I'm not sure where this is coming from, so I'm going to have to say yes, this past decade has not been a good one for some of us. And whatever it is, I know is preparing us for the new one. But I'll tell you something. Being here on Earth, I can intellectualize, I can read spiritual information, but from a human standpoint, it's been a bitch and a half, if I can say that on radio.
We're lucky we've evolved to the point where we can say that.
It's been rough, honey. It's been rough. So what I was hoping was that I was coming finally to the end of this purgatory that I have felt has been these last 10 years or so, and moving on to something new. And I was hoping it would start sooner than this, but I don't think it has, but it may. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as I can see, Spirit has been real silent on that part, sort of like, you know, wait-and-see attitude. But, you know, I'm a Capricorn. What can I tell you? Wait-and-see is not an attitude I really adjust well to. I'm just been too patient for the here and now. I have a feeling that things are changing, but I'd like you to confirm that from what I'm hearing, simply because it's been so rough lately, and I think I am not alone in that. I think
yes, you are not alone in that, but they are saying, and that's why they asked me to stop, and they're giving a lot of gratitude to you right now, Phyllis, for representing the people, for having the strength and the inner peace to be able to say that to the world and to claim and to understand that and to be that honest with the world. And it certainly has been a difficult decade, they're saying, and again, they have the light workers in quote. We know everyone is, but for the purpose of the rest of this conversation, we're going to use that as the awakened ones. And what they're saying is that you, like many of the people listening, are the pioneers. And you and I and the people listening here today, the ones that have gone through what you said like was a purgatory. And in a sense, that probably is the correct word for it in one sense, because we truly are bringing heaven to earth. And if we had gone by the old pattern, we would have died out and gone into the light versus bringing it down here. And so the same process of cleansing away those patterns that don't work. And many of these people that they call the pioneers of the awakened ones, mm-hmm. who are leading forth the others, they first of all didn't have the support. Like, you have been going through this, and they're not saying that you don't have a tremendous amount of love around you and spiritual support, but because you are one of the forerunners, it has been difficult for you to find masses of people who can support and understand what you're going through. And so they're very grateful that you're bringing this to the discussion today, because there are other listeners, of course, that are experiencing that same thing. But they assure you that even 2009, they're saying, was much, even though there was some finishing up and there were some difficulties, they're saying you will notice that they were scattered in with the manifestation of many of the dreams coming true. Evidence, they're saying evidence that things are actually taking the form. And when you and all of the listeners are able to allow the love to penetrate into every emotion, as you have been working to do, then we are grounding to earth in a new way, and we are able to then bring forth and manifest what needs to occur. They're saying there really truly is a shift, and they're saying we can't speak for everyone in the world, of course, because everyone is on their own journey, but for you and for the ones who are at this vibration, who have done this work, we are saying to you that this is the turning point. This is when you will start to see the things manifesting into your life so that you can lead the others forward. And it will be much easier for the ones who follow. And this is how within a 2-year period the masses will be able to be at this place, because those who have gone forward, and so they give much gratitude again, those who have gone forward and done this work truly had the most difficult position in this, because there weren't those leaders. It's like the pioneers of the new world, mm-hmm. you know, that is what it is. So you have to chop the grass down in front of you to create the path. And so that's they're giving you great honor and assurance that you have always known what was to be true, and you still do.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Very good news, Steve.
That's nice.
My mantra for the last half a week, the last week, someone gave me a card, and it's been breathe, believe, receive, and I've been just repeating that around, and I think that's
what are the words now? What are the three
breathe,
words?
Believe,
believe,
breathe, believe,
receive. Okay.
Yes.
That sounds good.
That's good, right? We're ready for that.
That sounds more than ready, more than ready. So we are hoping that there are some new times coming. Now, people, you all can call in if you want to have this more definely situated for you to get your own mini reading at this point. Let me ask, what do you see coming up and how soon for me?
Because for you?
Yes. What do we got coming up very closely?
As I open into spirit and ask directly for you, coming forward from this massive group of ascended masters, there is one white light being that is coming forward, and as she comes forward, she is transforming, and the one that I see her actually, because in the masses they all looked the same, they're all
right,
the light vibration,
yes,
but she
exactly.
transforms, and we see Magdalene taking form from her, the beloved Magdalene,
okay.
And there's so much grace and love as she touches the back of your heart, and mm-hmm. she says that the healing of the heart is mm-hmm. what you are doing right now. You are weeping a tremendous grief that you have experienced over this decade or longer life itself. And that is getting filled for you. The approach in front of you is of there's a male energy in front of you. There's actually two male energies in front of you, and they are standing and supporting you in a new way. Both of them have two separate energies that they support you in two different ways. But the feeling of embracing that female energy, Magdalene, with you, so that the male energy, so a lot of the work for you in this year. And this is about your service too. They're going to speak for about that, but it's also, it's personal and service. There's no difference for you anymore. You are who you are in all moments. So this is for both of that energy, and for you then, that being able to rest in and blend the alpha and the omega energy, the male and female, the partnership of male and female energy in various forms in your life is one of the primary things. And they're saying that it just feels like a big breath to be able to rest into that energy. You've really had to work with just the female energy for a period of time, and that was important because of your service to the world. But now it's time for you to rest and be very supported and integrate that male energy. They're showing one of them being an important component for you and a lot more publicity for you, publicity in the sense of you're brokenhearted at times for not being able to get your message out to the people. And so there's a gateway opening in that area. It looks like a show. It looks like a vibration in which more of the masses can tune into you. I don't think it's the radio show. I mean, it may be an expansion of this, but I'm seeing a picture of the two of you standing there versus, or sitting versus the word, you know, the word. So I'm thinking we're moving into visual, either internet, television, or television of sorts. It feels more like your face is needing to be shown. You're all of you. There's a sense where you're being more seen, much more seen this year. The finances have always, you've carried that. They say they want to remind you. You've carried that not only for yourself, but others. You are mastering abundance, and it's important for you, the light workers, they're saying again, to have the financial, support in order to make this happen. So they're saying, don't let personal concerns get in with that. We need the awakened. We need the light workers, and therefore we will make sure that they are supported so that the masses can get this by 2012.
Okay. So there's, do you see anything coming up within the next, say, two months, possibly 3 months?
They're saying that there's going to be a rapid, it's slow for the rest of December because that's that final clearing energy, and that's where the attention is. They're showing it a little bit like a bear cave, you know, how we kind of withdraw in a little bit.
Hibernate, I know the bear cave, yeah.
Okay. And then the coming out is in, they're saying around the 15th of January, you'll see the shift in that energy. So you of course want it on the first, and we all do, but don't be frustrated if you're still in that little cocooned energy for the first couple of weeks. Don't let yourself think that that means that that's what the year is going to look like. They're saying around the 15th of January, the project, they're saying, the project that you have been working on, they're asking me not to announce it for you fully, but the project that you have been working on, they're showing the signing of paperwork and contracts and conclusions, so that they're showing mid-February as the production.
Excellent. That would be, that makes sense, actually. Business sense. Okay.
They're trying to respect your privacy and give you all your information at the same time.
That's okay. That's okay. I can live with that. All right. That sounds wonderful. Should I continue on with this show?
They're saying this show has been a gateway for you, and it's not that you need to leave this show, but there's something new coming, and so you're not going to give it up. They said you probably won't give it up right when the new comes in. There's going to be an overlap, and so it looks like more like March or the spring energy in which it's like you're passing a torch on, and it may not be literally, but that you move into your next phase and you leave the space open for somebody else to come in into this phase. So it does look like within this year you choose to let it go, but not because it is fading out as much as because you're moving into something else and it feels like it reaches its completion, its gestation.
Sounds good. Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you. And I do have those two paintings that I hope to be have sold. Do we see that coming through? Because I've just been asked about that by the person who owns the paintings.
Yeah, the holdup of that is temporary, they're saying, and bureaucratic on one of them.
Yes.
Bureaucratic.
Yes. Yeah. That
and it just is getting pushed to the side. It's just getting pushed to the side. It doesn't even look like there's any grand spiritual reason why. It just looks like it keeps getting pushed to the side, but it will eventually get taken care of. It just is, it's like the delay. They're saying to just, what they're saying is just see it as already done. You don't need to put any more energy into it. It's already done. It's just taking people a longer time than you would like to actually push it through. But it's not like there's lessons to be learned or any action you have to take on your part. It's just simply a waiting game at this point.
Okay, so we don't see a date then.
Because it's a human bureaucratical thing, it's hard to get an exact date, but it feels like it's not like I don't get the extension into like spring or summer or anything. It feels like
February.
It could be as simple as they're not dealing with it over the holidays, so they start looking at it again in January or something. I mean, it seems that simple. It just feels bigger to you.
Okay. Well, I was asked, you know, to find out what was
or
happening.
To the person. Yeah. To whoever they're speaking to, it feels,
Yeah. So it will happen in February, as we guessed.
Yeah, it feels like once the people start looking at this bureaucratic paperwork or whatever it is again, it moves very rapidly. And once they start putting their attention on it, it's only a matter of like 3 weeks, but they just haven't put their attention on it yet.
Excellent. Okay. Did I hear a bell ring? Do we have somebody on the line? No, I guess not. Heavens to Murgatroy. People, where are you? Do call in. Hello. This is your opportunity. Well, how about for the Earth itself for the coming year? How can we talk about what are some good things that are going to come this new year? What can we anticipate will occur?
Okay. You know, as you ask that question, Isis is asking me to turn over deeper. She would like to speak
good.
To me. So let me surrender to that now. I completely surrender myself now to the being of light that has been known by a thousand names and comes to us today as Isis. I give thanks for the opportunity to serve through her vibration. Amen. My beloved sister, my beloved brothers, we welcome you here today with great anticipation, for it has been a very long time in coming that we have looked to this point, and many of you around this world now are looking to what you may say is destruction and darkness as you see the wars and you wonder what will occur, and you are looking to even the timing of more troops being put into that vibration of war, and you are wondering what is the cause of this and what will occur here? And we say to you, there are many energies in the earth that are rising up now, and you are seeing turbulent weather, and you are seeing many things of darkness. And those of you who put your eyes on the media and you look at the world through that perspective, you feel a deep sadness and you wonder, is the work getting done? Is there hope? And we say to you, let even those things be the hope that you will understand that we are ascending this earth. This vibration is moving up. And as each of you have all known on your journey, when you open to a new level, you must purge out. As Magdalene and the other ascended masters were speaking here earlier, you must purge out the energies that no longer vibrate in congruence with the energies that you are moving towards. And so you will see in the earth, yes, it will continue as it has been over the last decade, you will see some more of what some of you will feel like is tragedy. But we tell you, be centered in the knowing that there is not one soul that will lose itself, or all those souls, even those who cross in these events, cross into spirit, and we give them thanks for all that they have served, and there is no end to love. Love never ends. Souls never end. So take your attention now away from that that you perceive as darkness. And we say this not to any individual, but to all of us as a reminder that, yes, you will see some of those tragedies occurring. And you, as the awakened, your job is to turn towards all the light that is occurring and to focus your energy onto the positive. And some will tell you you are not being realistic because there is still so much darkness here and they are afraid the darkness will win out. And I say to you, as soon as the darkness becomes to the surface, it becomes light, does it not? We are all one and this is occurring, and Mother Earth is purging just like we purge our emotions. She will purge a few times in this year, but the lessening of that, you will notice that the purging is coming near end, that the darker sides, the energies that must come up, they are coming up and being brought out more and more gently. So even though you may see some of this, look towards this year to a settling. Look towards this year to hope. And there are many things that have come into play with the hope. And there is much joy that is coming here. And some of the old light workers, those who have led the way, those who have led the way even before you, those who have created the foundation for all of you to move into, they also will pass on to let more and more light workers surface up. You have seen a tumbling in the economy over these past years, and the debris has been cleared. And we say to each one of you that if you align with a business, whether you are investing or whether you are seeking or whether you are starting your own endeavors, when you align with a foundation of abundance, the law of abundance, it will, the abundance in love, any businesses that are aligned with that at their foundation will rise up and you will see great wealth coming to them. So I say to you, any of you that have this knowledge now, look at the corporations that you are drawn to. Look at the businesses that you are creating and make the foundation be in the law of abundance. Creation, the knowing that there is no competition, but that there is simply more and more service to give, and that will be flooded to all of you who align with that. We have seen the tumbling in the economy of those structures that were not in resonance with all the energies that are coming into the world, and there has been frustration, and there have been people who lost jobs that did not align with the darkness or with the confines of lack and all of that, but they are moving forward and being repositioned. We have many people being repositioned into their next phase so they can move forward. There is so much wealth that we are seeing, financial wealth, coming into those who are aligned. This last year was a year of transition when much fell down, much tumbled down, and then there was this period of cleaning the debris. There were some businesses that were salvageable. They had misguided their energies and maybe teared over into the lack and the competition, but their foundation was based in abundance, and they are rebuilding. And so you will see great wealth coming into those businesses that are aligned with that, and they will reach their hand out even to the others, for no one is lost. And those businesses that are moving towards that, they will get rebuilt. And there is so much individual success being brought forth now as the masses join together and start moving into this energy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have on our line a caller. Who's calling, please?
Yes, it's Caroline calling. What a wonderful show and what amazing information, because I, too, feel like I've gone through the purging and the spin cycle and thought I was getting through the other end, and now realizing I've been repositioned and rebuilding. It's like a Lego set for humanity. But what's happened to me is, well, you know, they say Earth is the new Disney. That's my new saying. And just when you think the ride is over, there's another phase.
Yeah. It's never boring, I have to tell you. It ain't boring. It may not be happy, but it's not boring.
Oh, darling, indeed. And you know what? It's great because we're all spiritual family are connecting now, and it's made it much more joyous because we know we're not in it alone anymore.
Yes.
But what I was calling about is I was blissfully going happily along my life.
Uh-huh.
And I've been recently given a situation where I've met a divine counterpart, and I wasn't looking, or so I felt anyways.
Yeah.
And it looks like my life is being completely repositioned and being ready to be rebuilding into a new extension of myself for 2010 and going into more of a higher applicable, higher essence of myself.
Right.
And I was wondering if I could have some insight on that, please, if that would be possible.
Sheila?
Yeah, absolutely. You are surrounded by so many beings of light. And you, again, no coincidence that you call in when Magdalene is so present today, because she has been by your side, of course, as well. She is working in many names, actually, to bring forth the vibration not only of the understanding of the feminine energy, but then also of now those who have done that work are being ready to get their counterpart. And she is identifying that word as being very important. It is different than some of the other words, that this, some of the other relationships that have been put out there, she says. People have spoken of soulmates and twin flames. A counterpart is another level of that, and this is why you did not feel like you were looking, because you had done your individual work. You had moved much more into aligning and remembering your fullness of who you are, and the self-love and the expansion of that, and you were right in the midst of just being in that joy and riding those waves. And she says, there's always waves. Think of it as an ocean, and don't be always trying to stay on the top. If you can, no matter how far we move, and no matter how much joy and love gets brought in, and no matter how much success gets poured on and manifesting of all we want, there will always be waves of energy. So we must always remember to just ride the waves as if we're on our own personal raft and just enjoying the highs and the low, rather than always trying to seek the highs. And so that is one of the lessons you're going to be learning as you move into this next year. But the counterpart that you are speaking of is a reflection of another whole being. And we are all whole. It's just simply that we have to remember it. This is not going to be a very difficult and tumultuous relationship in the fact that you both have done much of your work prior to this. So there is passion here, and there's a new level of passion here for you. Passion expands to everything, and so therefore it will include anger and jealousy at times because you're human, but that's what keeps the passion going, and the love will move through all of it. And because you're both so strong and whole, there isn't as much chaos with that. But one of the things that she's saying is that it has to do with a coming out into the world with this. There is something in the relationship that is not what you expected in human form. And so one of the things about this is they're saying it's okay. I don't exactly understand the details of it, but what they're saying is it's okay for you even to cocoon in this for a while. Your purpose of coming together is about service, and you're feeling that. You're wanting to tell the world and show the world this ability to love at this level, and that is one of your jobs together. But first you must stay in and just get that solid union between the two of you. Enjoy that honeymoon vibration and know that the more solid you are, the easier it will be to serve through that partnership. And when they say serve through that partnership, they're saying there's work, there's physical work, like we call career work, to do together. But I see you being very tied in even in career as you move into the future. But it's also just by being. The first couple years of that is more about friends, family, people around you just witnessing this love. And then later it's more of that becomes your whole life, and I don't exactly know what that looks like, but you create something together so people see you together in that arena. They're saying, remember, even though you're getting flooded with so much information right now, to remember to stay in the moment. And the only thing that you need to focus on in this first portion is feeling that love in, enjoying it, basking in it, and each step of the way will make more, you're seeing it all. It's just that if you jump ahead, you get a little overwhelmed. So stay in that moment and move to the next.
Can I come through the phone and hug you and give you a big kiss?
Let me
come through the
phone.
There's
no time and space.
You know, and thank you so much because you clarified so much for me, because indeed, you know, as being those light workers, we still got to get our clarification from our other sisters, you know,
who hold
a high resonance. And when I heard you, I knew I just had to call for that confirmation.
Oh,
and you've indeed helped lift the burden in my heart. Because this was all new, and I knew that we just had to cocoon in the isness of it, and what will be, will be. So thank you, beloved sister.
You're welcome. Thank
you.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
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 Thank you. That was wonderfully done. I couldn't add to it. I won't talk in my mouth yet. Yes, anyone else calling? Hello?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Phyllis Pricer. And Sheila, what can we do for you, and where are you from first?
I'm in New York.
Oh, how
and
wonderful.
And I am a friend of the caller, that just the prior caller.
Oh, how nice.
And,
well, welcome, friend.
And we find that we have a very strong connection. We met for maybe an hour or two one afternoon this summer. And our connection has been so strong, and we've been true sisters helping each other along the way and feeling our way forward into this, especially into this next year. And I was wondering if you had any words of guidance and wisdom. I have been very, very drawn to the Isis and the Magdalene connection. I do sketches of her. Very emotionally overwhelming how beautiful she is to me.
Okay, Sheila?
There's just love pouring. The same love that we're hearing in your voice is being poured back onto you by both of these sisters, Magdalene and Isis. And it's actually the intensity of the love that they're pouring back onto you is actually giving me physical body chills. So know that they are honoring you and all the work that you have done for them. They are, I think you said you do pictures of them. They are showing that you work with your hands to bring their images forward, and that you infuse in that the love. They're actually showing you, as you, I think, paint, but they're showing your hands moving. And your tears coming down your face as you do this work, because you're literally bringing their energy into the paper. And they're saying that there's more of that to be done, they're showing like these beautiful masterpieces, and then you're putting them in a drawer or something. It's like they're not getting out to the world. You're not realizing how important they are. And so more emphasis on realizing that part of your service is bringing those images to the world, because they, again, they're infused with the love. So for people who can't hear the words yet, people who maybe aren't ready to call and get a channeling from them or go into a meditation and hear them yet, they see these images, and they seem almost like they're abstract a little bit or something, but they see these images that come from your hands, and it speaks to their heart where the words can't speak. And so they're honoring you for this and asking you to give reverence to this as part of your service. And I have to say, I keep seeing them not only as bigger images, but small. They keep showing me small images, like it's really important that they be made into cards.
I've been doing cards.
Okay.
I do sketches. The phases come through of them, and I have them scanned, and I put them on Facebook. I have a website, KarenColors.com, and I've just been showing them, but I would like to see some of the better ones get put out as cards, and maybe this next year be able to sell them.
That this
or,
next year is
send them as gifts.
Yeah, they're showing. When I was seeing it, I was seeing it like greeting cards where people see them and get to write in them and pass them on to friends. But as you said, cards, I also saw possibly a deck of cards that support people, like the tarot or the angel cards. So they're going to work. As long as you keep working with them, they will work with you more. That is your calling. You sort of knew that, and at the same time, they said you've been wondering if there was something more important. They're saying there's nothing more. I mean, that will open other gateways, but there's nothing more important than this. And sometimes you belittle yourself because you don't always have the words, and they're saying what you do is beyond words.
For the confirmation of that, I bless you. Thank you so very much. It's just
you're
so
welcome.
Much confirmation I needed.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And if anybody else wants to call in, please do, because we do have some time left, but not a whole lot. So, you know, if you want to call in, please do. And the messages that we got, they've been just very special. And Sheila, I'd love to have you on again, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Somehow I feel this is an important thing to ask you, because I think it's synchronicity or sympathetic resonance between us, I think, that is helping you with your channeling. Perhaps I'm incorrect, but that's kind of a sense I'm getting.
Well,
it's
very neat. Thank you, yes.
Okay.
There is something very important. They're saying, yes, that there is a vibrational thing that's occurring even beyond the words that we're speaking here, that they're working. Between the two of us, absolutely.
Yes.
And they're showing it moving out like ripples of golden light into the world. It is important.
Yes, it is. And I feel that. And sometimes, you know, it just comes out of my mouth. Sometimes it comes in as a thought and I formulate it as that. And then sometimes I open my mouth and out it pops, sort of like, you know, the rabbit in the hat. And I really have to watch my mouth. You know, I don't want an open mouth insert foot issue. But I think along these lines, it's a good one. It's a very healing one. And I think that there is a magic at work, if I can call that word, when we talk together and we open up to the world. So my feeling is it's going to be okay. This new world, this new year, yes, I have to agree. I've been feeling more of the same, but that there's a lot of good that's going to be coming out this year. A lot of changes and a lot of things that have been hidden are going to be opened up for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. And I think more and more people are going to find it very difficult to hide information and to hide things from other people as has been done in the past. And it's why we've gotten into the past, but I think that more and more people are becoming more aware and open and receptive to information through the intuition, as I would call it, or through the knowing. And it's very, very, it's going to be virtually impossible to get away with much of anything in the near future, because it's all going to be so open and honest that it's just not going to fly anymore. And there are a lot of beings in the world today who have thrived on manipulation and distortion of facts and hiding things and keeping secrets. And I think that's just about to, quite frankly, end. I don't think it's going to be a feasible situation for much longer. You do have the Internet. That's true, but I'm feeling very strongly that it has more to do with the growing awareness of people's own intuition, and it's going to be in your face, so to speak, so that there can't be any more of this hiding and bobbing and weaving and, well, just plain outright loss of a great deal due to hiding and stealing and so forth and so on. So that's what I'm feeling. There's going to be a more transparency in our dealings with people. Mm. Anything else that may be passed along at this point? Because we only have a few more minutes.
That was beautiful, and it was, while you were saying it, the visual I was seeing from them, and it, at first it was a little bit playful, like there's a truth serum being infused into the ethers, and it's like this fog, like the gases that they used to use in war, and it's like people can't see them, but it's the truth serum that's coming in.
Right.
And so, and it really is, it's more even that people, it's not even as, it's that people can't lie to themselves is what's happening.
That's
so even the contracting in the agreements that we've all had to pretend in front of each other or whatever, you know, when someone says something that we don't know is true, we know isn't truth and we pretend that we think it is, you know, and all of this, it's like a body reactions that people are having, to that. So they're saying absolutely that is a huge shift, and it's huge in the fact that it's universal, and yet it happens with each individual, but as each one aligns, it just gets more and more in that space.
Okay.
They are saying one other thing they've kind of shown me in between, and it feels like it's a little bit different topic, but it's really important for us to hear, or someone in the audience to hear. The whole issue of the ego and how we rose up the idea of the ego into the world over the 2008-2009, people were really focused on overcoming their ego. And the shift with that is that we have to love the ego because nothing is outside of us. And we are all God. You know, God is everywhere. God, love is everywhere. So even if we take a part of ourselves and say we want to separate it then or overcome it, that we're not truly moving towards that oneness. And so in the last few weeks, one of the things they showed me is that the ego is really like a primitive hook that helped us stay grounded enough to earth during the early evolution so we could do this work of exploring emotions. And now what they're showing me to do is to have people visualize instead of like the ego hooking us here, the higher vibration of the ego is like this golden light that comes out of our tailbone and into the earth and then moves. And that will now be our grounding, so we don't need the primitive fighting, flighting type of energy to keep us here. And so and that's like a whole other concept to talk about, but it felt important to just say it to people today to at least get people thinking in that way.
Excellent. Yes, because the ego is a part of us, and it's a part that we need here on Earth. It is a healing part, and without it, we'd be mush. We wouldn't be human beings.
Or spirit.
I mean, we'd be mush. What can I tell you? We have to have an ego, because, or else we wouldn't recognize ourselves to be ourselves and wonderful human beings. And I don't know how to put it any other way. Now, there's one other thing I would like to know, okay? These last few days, I have to tell you, and I think it's the energy, I have felt literally sick to my stomach with pain. Now, what does that do to?
Yeah, they're actually saying that that's been happening to a lot of light workers. The sick to the stomach has gone on for about a week or so, and so is the weeping. And you had mentioned the weeping before, too. And I've heard that among a lot of clients, and they're affirming that's really happening. It is all part of the purging. Obviously, the weeping, we're grieving things, not even for ourselves, but for others as well. Okay, I got it. And I didn't know what that was, and I had the stomach things, too, so I'm glad you
asked. I'm not going through this alone.
It's the creation center. They've been showing the first and second chakras. They're our creation center, right? Even if we're women, that's where the uterus is and where we give birth.
Right.
So that's where we create things, and we're having birthing pains because we're actually those things that have been infused in us that we have been gestating and growing and beginning to manifest are ready to actually come out. And so we're literally having a body representation of moving into the next birthing phase.
Okay.
So
well,
it might be a little uncomfortable. They're relating it to that. You know, if you give birth, it's not the most comfortable time of your life, but it definitely changes it, and you have a baby at the end. So
well,
what you've been manifesting is coming out now, and there's a little transition time that it your physical body's just reminding you of that's what phase you're in.
Ah, okay, because what I was feeling, basically what I thought would be that I was grieving for that which is past, for that which is to come, letting go of the past and opening up for the future. That's what I was getting sort
which
of
is the
morning.
Same thing. Yeah, that's just
yeah,
different words, right? Because we're letting
okay.
go of the phase of the pregnancy and bringing in the phase of the life, and or you know, so letting go of the manifesting gestation and then bringing in the next. And the weeping that's going along is right with it. Just saying, like, to think of it as a mother giving birth for the first time, you completely change your identity in that moment, you know.
Oh,
more than,
you sure do. And you give up sleep. Hello.
Right. You go in, you go in one person and you never again will be that person. So that's the intensity of, and so there is a grieving of both, even though there's the excitement of bringing it in.
Right, the loss of the old and the bringing of the new. Well, we have to end here, regretfully. It is our time. Thank you, Sheila. Absolute joy. I'd love to have you again in January, if you don't mind.
And, okay. I it might have to be February. I'm traveling in January.
February would be fine.
We'll talk about that, yeah.
I would love to. Can you email me today or tomorrow, and let's get it settled so we know what we're
sure.
doing?
Sure.
God bless you, dear. And please give your contact information right now so people can reach you.
Oh, it's SheilaApplegate.com. SheilaApplegate.com. And there's some free channels and meditations right on it as well, and some blogs too. So go visit it.
Fabulous. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be talking to you again next week. We have a guest, Nancy Ellis, who will be on, lovely lady, and to answer some more questions. Thank you again. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.